This is
Kumbaga
Kasama Ka,
the podcast. Hello and good day, Envergista. I am DJ Adadida. Stress man sa inyong paningin, ngunit fresh pa rin.
And I am Jack. Jack and a Vinsock na inyong buhay, aka DJ Vince. Ayan, how are you doing today, partner? How's life naman?
I am fine naman, partner. Staying strong and fresh as ever pa rin naman. In today's podcast, I am sure na madaming makaka-relate sa i-discuss natin, DJ Vince. Dahil ang pag-uusapan natin ay very timely and relevant sa nangyayari sa mundo.
Tama yan, partner. Siguradong makaka-relate, lalo na ang mga fresh and Envergista. Hello guys, because we will be having the School Life Online Guide to Online Classes, being brought to you by MSUF Communication Society.
Oh, right! And what makes this episode special is because we have our invited guests na makakasama natin. Kaya Envergistas, stay tuned! Because we have invited Ms. April Marquez, the student support staff of CAS, CBA, and CED, to share her knowledge and expertise with the topic of Guide to Online Classes.
Can't wait to hear from the expert, DJ Ada.
We have a lot in store for you. So stay tuned into Kumbaga Kasama Ka, the podcast.
But before we start, Ada, no, since first airing natin ngayon, napakadami na pala talagang changes na nangyayari, no? So, kumbaga, isipin mo, from wearing face masks, face shields, and just staying at home, isama mo pa yung recent typhoons na nangyayari. Sometimes, I can't avoid to feel frustrated and end up asking myself, hanggang kailan?
Hi, I know how you feel, partner. Alam mo yun, miss na miss ko na ang old normal setup natin. But the important thing is, we're still fighting.
Yes, and I totally agree with you, Ada. Eh, ano naman yung namimiss mo specifically?
For me, ang pinaka namimiss ko ay yung ingay sa school. Alam mo yun, yung kapag nasa canteen ka, tapos kasama mo yung mga classmates mo, o kaya naman kapag nasa library ka.
Speaking of library, yung tapat na road. Alam mo kung ano yung road na yun? Kalayaan Road.
Oh, yes.
Alam mo yun, dun sa kahabaan na yun, dun ako nadaan tuwing 7:30 ng class at late na ako. Tatakbuhin namin yun ni Thomas Miralles. Shout out, man, Thomas Miralles. Eh, baka naman talaga, yung lamig lang ng aircon sa library ang namimiss mo, Ada. So, kidding aside, partner, yes, of course. At syempre, ang nagagandahan natin at nag-aastigang mga professors.
Partner, why don't we go back down the memory lane? Kayo ba, mga fresh Envergista? Ano yung mga namimiss nyo na memories from the old normal setting? Share to us your stories at the comment sections or chat us on our MCS official Facebook page. Oh, by the way, we are live streaming on MCS official Facebook page and Spotify. Don't forget to follow and hit the like button on our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at MCS MSCUF. And use our official hashtag, #KasamaKa, #SchoolLifeOnline.
Going back, ako naman, Ada, ang namimiss ko specifically ay yung ating mga activities sa schools. Kasi napakalaki ng difference of having the face-to-face activities and virtual activities. But let's take it as challenge. Ika nga, since there will always be a way.
Yes, there will always be, partner. So far, ayan na siguro ang pinakamalaking lessons na itinuro sa atin ng pandemya.
Yeah.
Palaging may paraan at di mawawalan ng paraan, lalo na when it comes to our education system.
Yeah.
And that is why the pandemic gave birth to the so-called online education.
Yan! Online education! Let's go there, partner.
Partner! What are your thoughts ba pagdating dito sa online education na tinatawag?
Well, for me, DJ Ada, learning is a big part of our lives that we must continue pa rin, di ba? Ika nga. The challenge here is that paano tayo makakasabay as students? Ano yung means natin para makapag-reach out at mag-reach out? Siguro, pinaka-effective na gawin sa lahat is that let's utilize the resources available and most importantly, accept the situation that we are experiencing right now, di ba?
Yes, and looking at the positive aspects on it, we'll get through this. Dahil ako, personally, I find it interesting to study online. Biruin mo yun? Possible pala. we became more self-reliant and we tend to manage our own time. There are benefits even though some find it hard at first.
Additionally, DJ Ada, napansin mo ba we all became flexible? Kaya nga sabi nila, flexible learning ready. And that's what I am thankful for dahil taga-Enverga ako. Hashtag EU Flexible Learning Ready.
Hindi natin yan may pagkakaila, DJ Vince. Talagang hashtag EU Flexible Learning Ready tayo. And since we spend most of our time on our laptops and cell phones, taking a nap may be considered after an online session para makapahinga naman yung mata at utak natin. Kasi our dear listeners, we should also double our effort to take care of ourselves pa rin.
Ayan, tama ka dyan, Ada. Keeping ourselves in a good state of mind and drink a lot of water will also be helpful, especially during these trying times.
Sabi nga sa High School Musical, we're all in this together.
Sorry po. Uy, childhood ko nga pala yun. So, yeah.
At the same time, stay fresh pa din. Now, I think it's the best time to read the stories from our three lucky Enverguistas who were given a chance to share their experiences during online classes.
Excited na ako to hear their stories. So, what are we waiting for? Let's start with our first story. I am Marjorie Shane Kasem, first year BS in Psychology and graduated in CSTC Sariaya. I wanted to share some of my experience on our new system sa pag-aaral. At first, super struggle ako sa una, especially hindi pa ako ganun ka-familiar sa school na pinapasukan ko ngayon. Wala akong kakilala at wala rin akong napapagtanungan. Ako lang mismo ang tumutulong sa sarili ko. Wala akong kaalam-alam sa paanong gagawin. Hanggang sa point na may nakita akong kapwa ko psych student at sa kanila ako nagtanong-tanong. Kahit mga hindi ko pa sila kakilala at medyo kinapalan ko na rin ang aking mukha noong nagsimula na ang aming first day of online class, mga nagpakilala na rin ang prof sa amin. Naalala ko noon, dahil wala akong kakilala sa mga kaklase ko, ako lang ang tumutulong sa sarili ko kasi hindi ko feel na belong ako sa group. Sobrang hirap, maiiyak ka na lang minsan kasi nahihirapan ka. Pero syempre, kailangan ko rin lumaban dahil in the end, magiging maayos rin ang lahat. Pero ngayon, mas nilalakasan ko ang aking loob. Sinasabi ko na lang sa sarili ko na sa una lang naman lahat mahirap. Masasanay at masasanay ka rin. Magtatapos ka kahit anong mangyari. Nagpapasalamat rin ako dahil nakilala ko na ang aking mga kaklase at mga naging parte na rin sa buhay ko. Kung hindi rin dahil sa kanila ay hindi ko matatapos ng maayos ang aking mga outputs. Walang masama umiyak basta laban pa rin ng laban. Wala rin masamang nahihirapan at magkaroon ng struggle sa mga bagay-bagay. Sabi nga nila na hindi mo mararanasan ang tunay na tagumpay kung hindi ka marunong tumanggap sa pagkatalo at pagkadapa. At hindi mo rin mararamdaman ang tunay na saya kung hindi ka nakakaranas ng lungkot. You learn more from failures and struggles than success. Hanggang dito na lang po. Maraming salamat.
Thank you so much, Marjorie Shane Kasem, for sharing your story. Sabi nga ni Marjorie, wala namang masamang umiyak. Basta ang mahalaga ay lumalaban. Tama yun. Ang lungkot at hirap ay parte lang ng ating buhay. Nasa atin na yun kung papaano natin ito i-handle. At ang nakakatuwa dito ay mas pinili ni Marjorie ang lumaban at dahil sa kanyang ginawa, mas madami pa siyang na-discover sa sarili niya.
Alright partner, pakinggan naman natin itong kasunod nating shared story. It is from Mr. Wilfred. Hi, I am Wilfred Pohanes, a third year student taking the course of ABCOM and this is my story. I wasn't completely overwhelmed by the online classes. Kasi before mag-start yung SEM, nag-summer class na ako ng 3 subjects tapos parang in a way na nag-warm up na ako sa kung anumang mararanasan ko this SEM. Before pala mag-start yung SEM, sinabi ko na sa sarili ko na huwag ko na i-compare yung way of learning ng face-to-face at online classes kasi ang mangyari lang, magfo-focus lang ako sa pagko-compare ng dalawang sobrang laking magkaibang bagay. Sinabi ko na lang sa sarili ko na kailangan kong tanggapin na ganito muna ang way ng pag-aaral at gagawa na lang ng paraan kung paano ito magiging better experience. Anyway, even though I don't procrastinate that much, mas natuto pa ako na hindi mag-procrastinate this sem. Kasi naisip ko, kung ilang months ako nasa bahay, parang magiging pakaramdam ko ay bakasyon na lang. Tapos lalong tatambak yung mga schoolworks. Kaya ang ginagawa ko, after every Zoom session, inuunti-unti ko na yung mga kailangan gawin hanggang sa mapapansin ko na tapos na pala. Lastly, may realization ako na in the future tapos bumalik na ang lahat sa normal, it would be a lot easier kasi na-experience na natin yung mas mahirap na way of learning. Diba dati, hirap na hirap yung ibang tao nung face-to-face pa lang. Ako kasi, di masyado. Kasi sanay naman ako na maraming workloads. Tapos, alam ko pa sa sarili ko na mas hihirap pa pag nagwe-work na. Kaya sinusulit ko na ngayon. Tapos nung nag-pandemic, biglang bumungad sa atin yung mas mahirap pa pala. Tapos hinahanap-hanap na natin yung life before. Pag face-to-face na ulit, may possibility na mas madadalian pa tayo mag-aral.
Well, partner, ang napansin ko dito kay Wilfred ay na-apply niya ang time management at bihira siyang mag-procrastinate, which is a good thing. Nakakatuwa din yung realization niya about life and reality na itong pandemic na nararanasan natin ngayon ay parang training na din sa atin.
That's right.
We all can definitely relate to that. Thank you, Wilfred Puhanes. Ito naman, partner, para sa ating huling kwentong mapapakinggan, let's have it from Heinyal Gidukos. Hi, I'm Heinyal from the College of Arts and Sciences Department at Enverga University. Currently at my third year under the course of Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. It is no secret that most of us has encountered difficult challenges and various adjustments due to the sudden change in the mode of schooling among almost all universities. As a normal student who can be easily distracted and has a short span for attention, what tops my list of struggles are the nuisance present everywhere that could effortlessly distract me without even trying. These were my siblings who were never runs out of complaints, my cousins who's been inside out of our welcome humble abode, even the dogs who just won't stop barking, and not to mention the neighbors who made it a hobby to play music loud enough to wake up every sleeping lizards. It is just impossible to study without being interrupted from time to time. That I remember almost manipulating my body clock just so I could study when everyone, as in every single soul that is close to earshot, is asleep. Add up the fluctuating connection, which has a mood of its own. I remember there was a time when I was expected to do a presentation when the connection decided to make fun of me, refusing to cooperate. I almost cried, hoping the universe would conspire to give me a helping hand by commanding the responsible waves of energy to do its job properly. There were also times when I barely understand online discussions that I only attend classes for the sake of attendance, which is, I must say, pathetic. I also miss my friends. I miss those after-class forums and open discussions where we can freely ask one another about the things we fail to understand. Sometimes, I feel like I'm only doing my task for the sake of complying when in reality, I haven't learned a thing or two. Well, maybe I did, but not as much as what a third-year student is supposed to know at this level. But then, there will always be a rainbow after the rain, because from those struggles arise new good things. The communication between us, political science students, was strengthened at its finest. Professors became more considerate, at least most of them, and you will see how God works in spite of the difficulties brought by the pandemic. So all in all, it was still a good semester, and sooner or later, I'll be up for the next one.
All right. Thank you very much, Heinyal Gidukos. Sabi nga ni Heinyal, there will always be rainbow after the rain. Siguro mahirap pa sa atin for now, pero magiging okay din tayong lahat soon. Kaya laban lang.
And there you have it, guys. The three most relatable shared stories on our episode today. It is our pleasure to have you guys. Can't wait to hear more stories from you.
Once again, thank you guys for sharing your stories with us, and good luck. Stay healthy and stay safe.
Partner, since we have talked about experiences in online class, I just want to ask, considering our situation right now, kakaiba din kasi yung motivation nila, no? I'm just curious, how can we motivate ourselves nga ba?
Magandang pag-usapan din yan, DJ Ada. Kasi kung mapapansin mo sa mga social media accounts, on Facebook and Twitter, may mga famous posts and tweets that it seems like unmotivated sila.
Well, ito ha, partner, just to share lang. Ako, I used to experience being unmotivated.
Ano kamusta naman yun, Ada?
Well, partner, nakaka-apekto talaga siya sa concentration mo. Alam mo yun, same feeling every day at nakakatamad talaga palagi.
Talagang challenge sa atin lahat, no? How do you find motivation naman?
Well, partner, we have different means to find our drives in life. But focusing more on ourselves, engaging with the family, be open and try new things are my ways to find motivation. Alam mo yun, sa una, mahirap. Pero if you are taking it as a test yourself, surely you'll find your motivation and reasons to move forward.
Napakalaking tulong yung mga nasabi mo, partner, sa ating mga listeners ngayon. Pero syempre, let us also hear some encouraging words from our listeners then. Let us have the student number one, Miss Denise DeHello, third year and currently taking AP Communication. Let us call her now. Hello, Miss Denise. Naikinig ko ba ako?
Yes.
Ayan. Kamusta naman?
Ito, mabuti naman. I'm doing great.
Okay. So, kamusta naman yung pag-cope up mo dito sa pandemic about this school activities or kung ano man? Kamusta?
Ayun. So, may mga struggles pero alam mo, everyday naman natututunan paano mag-adjust and paano ko pa pagbubutihin for improvement. Ayan.
Kala mo, di magkakilala yung ano, no? Anyway guys, yung mga nakikinig ngayon, magkaklase po kami.
Yes.
my first question is, okay lang ba tanongin ko na yung first question sa'yo? Ready ka na ba?
Of course, yes.
Okay. So, the first question is, Ms. DeHello, how do you motivate yourself when it comes to online class?
Okay. For motivation, meron akong dalawang bagay na na-realize habang nag-online class tayo.
Yeah.
So, number one, namamotivate ako kapag ako ay masaya. So, kapag nakikita ko yung mga kaklase natin or kayo na nasa bahay during online class, yung bang simpleng nakikita ko kayo na nasa loob ng bahay, yung kahit na tahimik, yung hindi magulo, at that point, nare-realize ko, kumbaga nakakahanap ako ng calmness and happiness kapag nakikita ko kayong nasa bahay. Para kasi, dahil kasi ako, lumaki ako sa pamilya na natahimik, yun, lagi nasa bahay, yung kahit walang ginagawa, basta nasa bahay ako, alam kong safe ako. So kapag nakikita ko kayong mga kakase ko na ganun din yung sitwasyon, ganun din yung kalagayan, parang somehow na nag-help sa akin yun para motivate na makinig lalo sa online class, yung mga ganun simpleng bagay. So, nakakapag-motivate sa akin yun para ma-realize ko yung mga mas valuable things kesa sa anong bagay, which is yung safety natin and yung, kumbaga, yung security natin habang nasa loob na tayo ng ating mga tahanan. Second, yung simple things na ginagawa ko para sa sarili ko. Pandemic, simulan mag-online class, naging struggle talaga sa akin yung makahanap ako ng motivation para gawin yung requirements na kailangan natin, di ba? So, minsan nakakasunod-sunod pa. Ayun. So, nung minsan, tinry kong bumili ng mga maliit na bagay na halimbawa, mga sticky notes, mga notebook. So, yun pala, na-realize ko na hindi pala natin kailangan humanap ng madaling na inspiration para gawin nating makabuluhan or maging productive tayo.
Tama.
Kasi pala na nag-notes ako, sinusulat ko yung mga kailangan kong tapusin, dinidikit ko sa yung sticky notes sa aking harapan, yung mga ganun simple things,
yeah.
Na nandun lang pala, yung pala, isa rin pala yung way na nakakatulong sa akin para ma-motivate ako lalo. Lalo na ngayong online classes, kahit hiwa-hiwalay tayo at hindi tayo nakikita-kita. As yung feeling ng excitement habang nag-aaral ako is nandun pa rin, hindi siya nagbabago.
That's right.
Ayun.
Ayan. So, let's talk about inspiration. Ano naman yung mga inspiration mo sa buhay or sa mismong ngayong pandemic about this online class? Ano yung inspiration mo?
Inspiration. Ever since, kahit naman sa sino naging kaklase ko, kilala nila ako sa pagiging estudyante na proud na proud maging iglesia ni Cristo. Diba? Ikala mo naman yun, diba, Vince? Ayan. So, kilala niyo akong pagiging ganun. So, ever since na nag-aaral ako, tinuruan kami ng mga magulang namin at the same time, natutunan namin sa loob ng mga pagsamba na mahalaga yung pag-aaral, na hindi siya dapat in-take for granted. So, siguro, ngayon online class or ngayon pandemic, may changes eh. Kasi nung hindi pa pandemic, ang inspiration ko talaga is makapagtrabaho ako doon sa gusto kong TV network. Pero dahil ngayon, yung given na situation natin, hindi tayo pwedeng lumayo sa pamilya. So may pagbabago. So medyo naging blurred yung imagination ko na yun. Naging matabo siya yung pangarap ko na yun. Pero ngayon, kahit ganun yun nangyari, hindi yung inspiration ko. So naging inspiration ko ngayon ay yung tungkukin ko sa iglesia, sa church. Dahil yun namang mga talent, yung mga natutunan ko sa school, hindi ko lang din na-i-apply sa trabaho, kundi na-i-apply ko din siya sa mga chances na ginagamit ko siya sa mga pag-host ng event,
exactly.
Sa pag-host ng mga, halimbawa, ng mga radio segment.
Mm-hmm.
At least nakakapag-open up yun ng opportunities at experience para na rin sa akin. Ayan.
So let us go on to third question. The third but not the least, di ba nga?
So, oh, yes.
The last but not the least pala. Sorry po sa mga nakikinig. So, what can you advise to the other students when it comes to boosting their motivation?
Okay. So, yun nga. So, mga fellow students ko, sigurong may advice ko sa kanila ay kung ano din yung natutunan ko during this pandemic na nag-online class tayo is that is for to look for simple things. Halimbawa, natutunan ko na yung pala mga bagay na nakakapag-inspired sa akin ay makikita ko lang sa paligid ko. Hindi ko kailangan mag-isip ng malalim. Hindi ko kailangan maghanap ng kung ano-ano. So, nandyan, kumbaga, na-realize ko sa sarili ko na yung palang pagsimpleng pag-jot down ng notes, pagbili ng mga sticky notes, nakapag-inspire din sa akin. At hindi rin masama sa mga fellow students na i-rewardan yung sarili nila once na natapos nila yung goal nila for the week. For example, natapos mo yung 10 activities mo ngayong week. So, deserve mo yung isang pizza. Diba?
Wow.
I-deserve mong pizza at the weekend. So, yung mga ganong bagay, kahit simple lang, yes, diba? Mm-hmm. Kahit simple lang, nakakatulong siya mag-motivate sa'yo to do your work or to improve more, to be a better person every day. Diba? So, yun lang naman yung pwede kong may advice ay everyday naman may mga na-encounter tayong mga struggles, mga problema. Pero everyday nakakagawa din tayo ng paraan paano yun masosolve at paano mo siya gagawin na maging mas mabuti para sa future.
Okay, napakaganda ng mga nasabi mo, Miss Denise Dello. You know what? ang maganda dito kasi, nakinig ko sa iyo is that yung calmness and about dun sa ano, sa adjustment natin dito sa the system, the new system na ginagawa natin or na nararanasan natin about schooling. So, yung paglalagay pala ng sticky notes talaga, makakatulong talaga, and I agree with that. So, kung
yes,
baga, nandun yung visual proof na masasabi mo sa sarili mo meron kang improvement ngayong araw,
yes,
or ngayong day. Napakaganda.
Tama.
Na. And then yung nasabi mo rin is that dun sa TV network na na-share mo sa akin kanina about naglipat ka ng ano ng inspiration na pinaghuhugutan mo. So, napakagandang
yes,
inspiration naman yan para sa mga nakikinig natin ngayon. Para sa nakikinig ngayon. Ayan. So,
yes,
yung adjustment kasi is that napakagandang maging visual yan ng ating patutunguhan for the day. So, kumbaga, pag hindi normal yung bagay, mag-adjust tayo. Pag hindi ganun yung nangyayari for the day or hindi yun yung naging nasa expectation natin, mag-adjust tayo. And that was Radical Miss DeHello. Napakaganda.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank
Stay
you so
safe.
Much for having me today.
Yan. Sige. Ingat.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Denise, for your tips and advices. Let's now call on student number 2. We have Neon Mila. He is a third-year student currently taking AB Political Science. Okay. Hi, Neon!
Hello, 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 hello.
Kumusta ka naman?
Ayos naman.
Kumusta
okay
ang buhay?
Naman. Mabuti naman, nandito ako ngayon sa ano sa Linang.
Sa Linang? Saan?
Sa
park?
Sa bayan ng Sariaya, pero nasa remote areas kami.
Mm.
Kaya medyo mahirap yung internet speed dito.
Ah, okay. Kumusta naman ang online class?
Okay naman. During first semester, fortunately, nakatapos tayo. And now, moving on, malapit na yung ulit yung ating second semester.
Mm-mm. Nakakatuwa naman at talagang patuloy kang lumalaban para sa pangarap. Since na-mention
yeah
ko kanina yung about sa online class, may tatlong question akong itatanong sa'yo. Ito ay related din sa online class. Ready ka na ba?
Okay, sure, sure.
Okay. Okay, let's proceed to question number 1. Okay, what is the biggest challenge for you in this online setting?
Well, for me, Christmas celebration for plastic first semester are almost totally override. I mean, we have to go back to our new normal na naman. And I have to welcome this year with positivity as the first semester provides us with so much, so many lessons and challenges. Yes, mahirap, it's not easy, but here we go. We are now continuing moving to our online classes. But one thing that really challenged me amidst this crisis, aside from the internet speed na talagang parang pagong kung umusad, na kailangan ko pang halos umakyat sa puno ng star apple or ng mangga para lamang makapagbasa ng assignments and activities, or even umakyat sa bubong ng kapitbahay namin na kapag sinuswerte ka, eh talagang mapagkakamalan ka pang magnanakaw, ano? Or dahil nasa Linang nga kami, gaya na sinabi ko sa iyo kanina, malapit kami sa dagat, na after mong magbasa, eh diretso ligo ka na para at least naman magbawasan yung stress mo in life. By the way, hindi po kasi naging ganun kahigpit yung mga health protocols namin sa barangay dahil nasa remote areas po kami ng bayan ng Sariaya. That's why I still managed to go outside malapit sa bahay namin. Until napilitan po yung tatay ko na magpakabit ng PLDT Wi-Fi dahil talagang kinakailangan since apat po kaming magkakapatid na nag-aaral through online. And yes, may Wi-Fi na po kami. Problem solved na, ika nga. Pero there's still one thing na talagang nag-challenge sa akin. At ito yung salitang distractions. Say hello sa mga tilaok ng manok, kahol ng aso, bunganga ng kapitbahay, tunog ng mga tambutso ng motor, since malapit po kasi kami sa kalsada, ingay ng mga cellphones ng kasama mo sa bahay, may nag-TikTok, may nag-YouTube, may nag-vlog. Yung mga nagpapatugtog kahit sobrang aga pa. yung kung minsan kasi ginigising ako ng mga awiting kagaya ng Isang Linggong Pag-ibig ni Imelda Papin, Tukso at Aray ng Aegis at iba pa. Actually, yung mga yan yung naranasan kong challenges sa loob ng isang semester ang nagdaan. Pero, yes, challenging main class. Pero sabi nga ni Father John, it's engaging that we are not just forced to adjust but rather to adapt and to grow with it.
Okay. So yan, katulad nga ng sinabi mo, talaga ang biggest challenge mo aside from internet is yung distraction. And I'm pretty sure na yung mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon na mga students ay talagang nakaka-relate din sa mga nararanasan mo. Pero ang nakakatuwa dito ay sa kabila ng mga nangyayaring yung mga gantong bagay sa atin ay patuloy ka paring lumalaban at nagiging positibo sa buhay. Okay. Next question. Question number two. How do you motivate yourself when it comes to online class?
Well, during this time of pandemic kasi, for me, online class is the only vehicle to reach my desired destination. That I would still look forward to the journey itself and of course to the destination I would like to be. Then I would always remind and ask myself, palagi kong tinatanong at i-remind sa sarili ko, what is something good there that would surprise me? Or what is the new thing that I would discover about myself, to the people around me, to the situation and to the events that are happening that would touch my interest? And so I keep myself moving and dreaming amidst the new learning modalities like this. I'm doing this para sa sweetness ng aking mga pangarap. Yeah.
Okay. So nakakatuwa naman yung motivation mo. Talaga ang tinitingnan mo ay kung paano ka pa mag-improve at kung paano mo pa madidiscover ang sarili mo. Okay, last question niyon. What can you advise to other students when it comes to boosting their motivation?
So for all my fellow students out there, siguro the first thing na may advice ko sa inyo is to develop your passion for learning, which love becomes the driving force to learn and to grow. Remember, palagi natin tatandaan na nag-aaral tayo, nandito tayo, nag-online class tayo, dahil mahal natin ang ginagawa natin. Nakambal yan ang pagmamahal natin sa sarili natin. So better learn self-care as well. Kasi mahirap mag-adjust kung hindi natin naalagaan yung sarili natin. Let's say, have a physical exercise, eat your meals on time, be hydrated, have a healthy sleeping habit, and talagang inaanto ka na while reading books, for example. Ano? Huwag mo nang ipilit pa. At if talagang hindi mo na kaya, better to take a nap for at least 5 or 10 minutes and then wake up again. Continue reading and keep learning. Keep dreaming. That way, you will be more energized and alive. So my next advice for my fellow learners is never ever pressure yourself. Kakaraos din tayo, matatapos din ang pandemyang to, makakabalik din tayo sa ating face-to-face classes. But for now, we just always have to be psychologically prepared. Take time to listen, understand, and digest kung ano yung sinasabi ng mga professors natin. And huwag na huwag din tayo mag-rely sa kung ano lang ang ibigay sa atin sa lecture. Take time to read and do further self-study or connect with your peers and share learnings. Kung kaya nga natin mag-connect sa mga walang kapwentang nagkakuntuhan, di ba? Why not for the classes? Di ba? So, my number three advice is always have a realistic working scheduling or schedule. I mean, not just in our studies, but even other households. Remember, wala tayo sa school, nasa bahay pa rin tayo. We are still staying at home. So, expect that there are errands that is as of us in our house. So, consider that in your scheduling as well. And this is also a perfect time to bond with our parents or siblings. Makakatulong yan to minimize stress caused by exhausting class hours and school papers. Fortunately, ito ngayon maganda. No? Nasa digital age na tayo kasi, na kung saan, isang click mo na lang, madali na natin makakausap ang mga natin sa buhay. So why not try to grab this kind of opportunity? Connect with them. Especially sa ating mga professors and classmates para lagi tayong updated and we know what to prioritize. So still, I would like to say, ignite the spark of learning even through online class like this. And then, boom, it will be all worth it. So yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you guys have an amazing online learning experience.
Okay, sabi mo nga, it will be all worth it. Kaya yeah, itake natin tong opportunity na to para tayo man ay makilala pa natin ang ating mga sarili at syempre, makilala din natin lalo ang ating pamilya at ang ating mga kaibigan.
Yes, with that, thank you very much, Leon, for taking this an opportunity and we hope that you are safe and staying healthy at all times.
Thank you so much. God bless.
And moving forward, let us have the student number 3, Miss Anne Feliz Benaventura, a second year currently taking AB Communication. Yeah. Ayan, hello Feliz!
Hello!
Ayan, kamusta naman ang iyong araw?
Okay naman, yeah.
Yeah. And then, ano naman, kakamustahin lang kita. Kamusta naman ang schooling about this this pandemic? Anong sitwasyon mo?
Mahirap, syempre. Kasi, babasa lahat. Kumbaga, parang ito, nakaraang SEM ay adjustment period.
Ayan. Syempre, lahat tayo bago dyan, di ba? Pero, ano ba? May love life ka ba ngayon? Or ano man?
Secret. Lang.
Oh, ano? Kamusta yung pag-cope up mo?
Ano? Mahirap mag-cope up, syempre. Kasi, sabi ko nga, bago sa lahat. Mm. Pero, lahat naman ay nabibigyan sa lesson.
Okay, so I have questions for you, ha? So, sagutin mo na lang siya. Yun, explain mo yung sarili mo and ano yung opinion mo about that and ano yung mga, yun, lahat. Kung ano yung pwede mong masabi, sabihin mo sa amin. And by the way, may mga nakikinig sa atin, so makakatulong to para sa kanila. So the first question is, how do you motivate yourself when it comes to online class?
So, when it comes to online class, syempre, iba ang approach na kailangan natin dito. Mm-hmm. Since tayo ang may hawak ng oras natin, gano'n. Mm-hmm. Parang mas kailangan natin maging mas disciplined in order to fulfill, in order to successfully do our requirements, gano'n. And hindi lang dapat successfully, dapat ay satisfactory din. So, nagcome up ako sa mga ways ganun na ginagawa ko para maging motivated during this time. Ganun. So, first ang ginagawa ko ay nagsiset ako ng small realistic goals. Siyempre kasi titingnan mo yung mga requirements na nakatambak as a whole, overwhelming siya to be honest. Kasi dadating ito yung point na hindi mo alam kung ano unahin mo, ganun. So, set small goals. Maybe ang ginagawa ko sa isang araw, mga isa or dalawang requirements, ganun yun. And of course, dahil nga doon, kailangan mas disiplinado tayo sa paggawa.
Tama.
And, di ba nga, yung flexibility na ating natatanggap sa curriculum natin. Of course, by means of flexibility, hawak mo yung oras mo.
Mm-hmm.
And ikaw yung may power sa sarili mo. Di ba sabi nga, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah,
responsible ka sa sarili mo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yun nga, discipline. And siyempre, hindi ko pwedeng sabihin na dapat all the time disciplined tayo, all the time motivated. Dumadating rin yung time na unmotivated tayo, parang feeling drained, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, pag dumadating ako sa mga time na yun, it's important for me to think of the reason as to why and for whom ako nag-aaral. Yun.
Okay, thank you very much. And this is the second question. What part of online class do you enjoy most?
Siyempre, yun nga, yung flexibility. Ang pinahang okay dito sa setup na to. Although, mas maganda pa rin yung face-to-face. Mm-hmm. Yung flexibility na natin sa online class. Maganda to kasi hawak mo yung oras mo. And very, very thankful ako kasi yung mga professors namin sa department, sobrang considerate sa pagbibigay ng deadlines, ganun. So, parang hawak mo yung oras mo, ikaw magde-decide kung kailan mo gagawin.
Yeah.
Ikaw ang magde-decide kung gano'ng karami yung gagawin mo for that day. And however, kahit gano'ng pakaganda yung flexibility na yun, sabi ko nga yung responsibility na kasama nun ay mas mabigat din. Diba? Sabi nga, from everyone who has been given much, yun yung much power, much freedom sa time natin, of course, will be demanded as much. Yun.
That's right. Tama-tama yan. And as I said earlier, Felice, what can you advise naman to the other students when it comes to boosting their motivation?
Ang advice ko lang sa inyo, okay lang. Okay lang na hindi lagi motivated. Okay lang na hindi laging full of passion dyan sa pag-aaral. Kasi still pandemic na tayo, nasa online virtual setup tayo kami and nasa bahay tayo. Parang nablurred yung line sa pagitan ng pagiging estudyante at bilang isang anak, kapatid, and kaibigan. So, ang masasabi ko dito, acknowledge mo yung feelings mo, whether you feel like a student ngayon or pwede feeling mo ito ay anak muna ngayon. So, ang dito, kumbaga, okay lang na hindi mo muna ma-feel yun na estudyante ka, ganun.
Yeah.
Give time to, yun nga, yung pag-process mo, yung parang internal processing na okay lang na today student ka, bukas maging anak ka muna, ganun.
Yeah.
Kasi unlike sa classroom setup, yung buong 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. student ka lang. And after ng time na yon pagdating mo sa bahay, anak ka na.
Okay.
Ganun. So yung parang role ay nablablurred. So, okay lang na i-distinguish mo and i-acknowledge mo kung ano yung nararamdaman mo ngayon, kung ano yung role na gusto mong gampanan at the moment. And because of mahirap nga itong setup natin na to, it's very important to celebrate results and recognize your great work sa kada activity na nasasubmit mo. And hindi mo mamamalayan sa mga maliliit na goals na sinet mo sa sarili mo and na-achieve mo. Hindi mo mamamalayan na tapos mo na lahat. Ganun. So, go lang ng go.
Ayun, so napakaraming natutunan ko sa iyo, Felice. Salamat at maraming key points kang nasabi, like hawak mo yung oras mo, the flexibility of yourselves. And yung nakuha ko lang dito ngayon, partner, is that yung flexibility kasi dito natin malalaman without knowing na mag-a-adjust tayo sa isang bagay. And then, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Felice,
thank you
for giving us your time and the first two students as well.
Alright guys, thank you so much for staying with us today to Kumbaga Kasama Ka, the podcast.
We hope you're all staying safe and keeping your drive going, despite of what is happening around the world today.
That is right, partner. Tune in next week for our special guest. because we will be having Miss April Marquez, the student of support staff of CAS, CBA, CED, to discuss about guide to online classes.
Once again, I am DJ Adadida.
I am DJ Vince.
See you all next week. Stay positive and safe.